defeated Goliath, the same power that fed 5,000, the power that protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from that fiery furnace in Daniel. I mean, they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. The same power that was there that the temple curtain was torn in two, and the same power that defeated the powers of hell on Resurrection Day. God's power is right there with you right now today. Live like it. Live like a victor. Live like you got your back covered. Now that doesn't mean go out and be crazy and sin and do all that kind of stuff. Because when you sin, God's not with you. You see? Man, can you tell I'm getting a little excited? Quit letting the enemy live your life. Get aggressive. Start exercising your authority as a believer in the Most High, resurrecting God. There's a great song. I can't exactly remember how it goes, and I'm not going to sing it for you because I want you all to stay. If you'll start tapping into God's power, instead of the devil always having you on the run, you'll have him on the run. You'll have the devil in a phone booth dialing 911. Not good. Start calling 911 a little bit. Get him going and phoning 911. You call on God, he'll call 911. Maybe you don't feel that powerful today. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter how you feel. It matters what you believe. Maybe you've made a lot of mistakes. It's not about who you are. It's because of whose you are. See, you are a child of the Most High God. If you believe in God and believe God, you're a child of the Most High God. You're made in His image. You're fearfully, wonderfully made. You're blessed, you're strong, you're powerful. You are His child, and the evil one cannot touch you. Believe today. Believe that God's power, the resurrection power of God, is within you right today. In fact, I'm going to get you to declare this. Say, I believe God's power is within me. I believe God's power is within me. Say it again. I believe God's power is within me. Say it again. I believe God's power is within me. You are filled with God's supernatural power. So to live victoriously, you've got to believe God's power is within you. But you also have to believe God's protections around you. When you start using the power of God, speaking words of faith over your life, you know what happens? All the forces of heaven will come and just back you up. Don't you love that? In fact, I like the way the Amplified Bible puts this in 1 John 4. Little children, you are of God. You belong to Him and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because He who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. See, when you walk in godly authority, you remind the enemy and his demons of their eternal defeat. You remind them of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. They recoil with the reminder of that Easter victory. In fact, really, in the spiritual world, the forces of evil don't even see you. They see the blood of Jesus Christ covering you. They know who's bought you. They know who has adopted you. They know whose child you truly are. And it's at the name of Jesus, at His name, the spoken name of Jesus, that they recoil. You know, there's something about that name. You know, Mr. Braun was my principal when I was in grade three, grade four. Anybody here know Mr. Braun? Good, I can tell the story then. Great principal. I mean, he was wonderful, and I can remember my mother called. You ever had that happen? Your mother calls you at school? Okay, none of you did. Well, you know, my mother phoned, and you know, I came over the loudspeaker.
Devin, Seegers, blah, 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 blah.
And I did what I normally do. I didn't pay attention. And finally, there was a knock at the door, and it was Mr. Braun standing at the door. And he said, "Is Devin Seegers here?" I was sitting at my desk. Everything was shaking and vibrating. I got out of my desk, and I went to the door, shaking and vibrating. Tremble, you know that, were you there at the cross of Jesus, tremble, tremble? That was me. But I was approaching Mr. Braun. And I remember Mr. Braun standing there, and he had a blue suit jacket on, and he had gray pants, and he had a nice maroon tie. He was wearing a shirt, too, in case you're wondering. It's a white shirt. And I remember looking at him. I was a little guy. And I remember looking at him, and he said to me, your mother's on the phone. Well, my face turned kind of red. You know how you feel it? It's moving. And I thought, my mother's on the phone. He said, your mother's on the phone. He said, you better run and get it. And if anyone stops you in the hallway, just tell them Mr. Braun said you could run, because you were never allowed to run. So I'm running, literally running through the hallway, and a teacher just happens to be coming along with one of those AV carts. Yeah, you can see the image now, She was all right, I wasn't. Anyway. So she said to me, what are you doing running in the hall? You're not supposed to be running in the hall. And I looked at Mrs. Oler and I said, I was told I could. Who told you run in the hall? I think it was my mother. She said, you're not allowed to run in the hall. And I said, but Mr. Braun said, it's okay. Mr. Braun said? I said, yeah. You go ahead, run. Next teacher, same thing, Mr. Braun. And I found I caught on to something. Because any time I was running in the hall, I could say, Mr. Braun said I could do this, He never told me I had to stop. See, when you and I go out in the name of Jesus, you're walking in authority. You're living in boldness. Because we've got the power of the Most High God backing us up. We've got the name that is above any other name. You've got the great I Am. And He's saying to every one of you right now, I've got you covered. I'm backing you up. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be the friend who sticks closer than a brother. Friends, if God be for us, who dare be against us? God's protection's around you. Now before you go about thinking that you can just get away with sinning, that's the enemy's playground. That's not God's. But the only power that the enemy has over you is the power you give him. And his favorite area to work in is in the area of our minds. That's his target. He enjoys keeping you negative and fearful and worried all the time. But listen, you don't have to let him. You have that power to overcome. Devil likes to argue with us. Satan gives us great theories and reasons why our faith won't work. We need to be like the psalmist who said, why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior, my God. We need to praise God more. If you'll do your part, and you'll just start giving God praise and have a grateful, thankful spirit, then all the forces of darkness cannot keep you down, and it cannot keep you defeated. Some of you have been living way below what God has in store for you. Today you need to say, this is a new day for me. I am sick and tired of being a victim. Today I'm going to start living my life in victory. No matter how you feel, no matter what the circumstances look like, you need to boldly, every morning, you need to declare, this is going to be a good day. Things are changing in my favor. The power of the Most High God is at work in my life. Even if you don't feel like it. Go to your house with a smile on your face. It makes people wonder what you've been up to. Smile. With a spring in your step. That looks really goofy. That does. Let me try and do this. I'm hopscotch. What am I doing? But you need to be excited. Believe God. Do it because of God. Smile by faith. I don't feel like being in a good mood. Be in a good mood by faith. Listen, when you choose to be happy in spite of your circumstances, you're using God's resurrection power. You've got to get fed up with really living with your feelings and start living the victory that God died to give you. See, you'll never change. You will never change what you will tolerate. You'll never change. As long as you learn to live with fear and never have any joy and always being depressed and always thinking everything's bad and never going to be happy. And if you don't take charge, you got to take charge. You have the power to live your life victoriously. God, it's dyslexic coming in here. God didn't come and pay a price for your sin, defeat the enemy, so that we could barely get by and just kind of endure life. The Bible says Jesus came so that we might live life to the full and have it till it overflows. It's only one thing that can keep you from living this abundant life. It's not the devil. It's not your circumstance, not your neighbors. It's not even your mother-in-law, guys. The only thing that can stop you from living the abundant life is you. It's what you believe. The decisions you make. Start making right decisions. Start thinking some right things. And start believing that greater is He that is within me than he that's within the world. We had a cat named Garfield when we were in Bible college. And it was just like Garfield. It's sort of like lasagna. It'd eat anything. It didn't matter. I'd feed it anything, that poor thing. Our pastor's son would come over and kind of hang out at our house once in a while. And he came over and he was hanging out one night. We weren't even there. And we always left the door unlocked. Remember those days you could leave things open? So he would go in and he'd spend a couple hours watching TV or whatever. And then he'd leave to go back to the dorm where he was living. Well, this one time he came out, and we weren't there, of course, and he came out and he stood on our deck, and as he was proceeding to go down, this big dog, he didn't even know what kind, because everything's a blur for him. Now, this big dog, now you got to understand, our pastor's son had a pet dog. He loved dogs, despised cats. So anytime he'd come over, he'd just let our cat out, like, get out, shoot, because he didn't like cats. So he's walking on the deck, and all of a sudden, this big dog comes boop, up on the deck. Oh. Well, that doesn't even look good. I thought it'd scare some of you. Wow. Foaming at the mouth, It's getting some of them in the back. They're ready to leave. So, as this dog is, our pastor's son, he just starts. What am I going to do? This thing is vicious. What am I going to do? He didn't know what to do, so he did what he knew best. He said, God, help me out of this tough situation. How am I going to get to the dorm? How am I going to get to the door? Every time he moved, So he was frozen, like in this kind of a position, And then he said, miraculously, Tubby the cat, our cat, jumps up on the deck and jumps on the back of this dog. And that dog went wee, 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 all the way home. And from that moment, our pastor's son loves cats. And I think that cat must have been attending First Baptist Church, Prince Albert. I'm pretty sure. Sometimes we just gotta learn to do the same thing. Dig our heels in and show that enemy we mean business. When those thoughts pop into your head, those defeating, negative, nagging thoughts, when they start depleting you and start tormenting you, you just need to dig your heels in. Get those claws out. Put your foot down. Say, I'm not gonna go there. I'm not going to live my life defeated anymore. Because I know the greater one lives in me, and I know me and God are majority. See, God always brings victory. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm not a victim. I am a victor. Wow. But Satan will try his best to just deplete you of even thinking that. He'll tell you that you're not going to get well. You're never going to accomplish your dreams. He'll even make you blame others for your condition. He enjoys creating discouragement. It's his greatest tool. Don't let him use it anymore on you. Don't believe his lies anymore for your life. Unless you believe him. God cannot do anything to make those lies occur. Remember, remind yourself every day of Easter, the cross, the empty tomb, the resurrection. The enemy has already been defeated, folks. The only power that the enemy has is the power that we give him. Don't go through life anymore wondering, questioning, killing yourself every day because you think you're a victim. Live your life with the victorious power of God. Friends, I got good news for you. The good news is that Jesus Christ has walked before us and he's cleared the path of everything that could possibly harm us. A little over 2,000 years ago, a baby was born in a manger and he grew up and he went about bringing hope, healing, mercy, and comfort and discovery everywhere that he went. Yet for some reason, the world hated and despised him. And finally, they nailed him on the cross, thinking that was the end of it, but that was only the beginning because for 3 days, Jesus fought with the enemy. And it was the battle singled out of any war. But praise to God, Satan was no match for Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus crushed Satan's head and he forever, once and for all, defeated and dethroned our eternal enemy. Great news. Great news. The grave could not hold Jesus in. On Friday, they placed Jesus in the tomb. On Friday, they rolled that stone in front of the crypt where Jesus' body lay. But Sunday, gauze popped, stone rolled. And out of the tomb, Jesus walked out and he said, "I am he that lives. I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore." And then he said, "By the way, one more thing. I've got the keys to death and hell." God's already taken care of us. He's already walked your journey. He has already conquered death, hell, and the grave for everyone who believed. He has your back. And that's great news. See, Jesus is not a victim. Jesus is a victor. So we don't have to be afraid to live a victorious life anymore. Some of you today, you're only embracing the good. God has something better for you. Start today living like a victor. Quit living like a victim. Come out of the grave that Satan is keeping you in and walk out to the path that God has already cleared for your life. There's incredible power on the inside of every one of you. No matter how dead something may look in your life today, you've got to know that God can turn that around. Because he can. Leave here today encouraged, not discouraged, knowing that Almighty God is on your side. Leave here today living a life of victory because greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. I have the power of the resurrection available to me. And I no longer have to live like a victim. I truly am a victor. I am not a victim. I am a victor. Say that with me. I am not a victim. I am a victor. Say it again. I am not a victim. I am a victor. Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. So bow your heads. We never, whenever we close our time here at First, we always want to give you an opportunity to make Jesus Lord of your life. Maybe today this is the day you understand that Christ rose from the dead. And he did that. He bore our sin, all the bad stuff on the cross for us. And he was placed in that tomb. But he came out alive, not dead. So he could defeat every pain, every circumstance, every hurt that you're walking through even today. Maybe for you, you've never heard that before. Maybe you've never said, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. I make you Lord of my life. You're welcome to do that this morning while every head is bowed and every eye is closed. That means that you'll be a Christian, and that means that the eternal reward is heaven when you say that prayer. Lord, I repent of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart, and I make you Lord and Savior of my life. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, if you're saying that to him today, to God, just lift your head up. While eyes are closed and heads are bowed, just lift your head. Lord, bless you. Lord, bless you. Lord, bless you. Just lift your head. If you're saying that, I give you my sin. God, I give you my sin. I ask you in my heart. I want you to be Lord and Savior in my life. Just lift your head up. Lord, bless you. Maybe you're here this morning and you've been Christian for many years. You've done that a long time ago, but you've been living a defeated, discouraged life. You've been living life like a victim. Now it's time to start living life with the resurrection power that's available to you. And you understand that today, that you can place your trust in God, believe him, and believe him when he says he'll never leave nor forsake you. You believe the truths that are outlined in Scripture for you, that you are a victor, just like that resurrection power is available to you. You know you can walk boldly with your head held high, enjoying every day because of Easter morning. And maybe you want to talk to God today and say, God, I give you all that pain, that suffering, everything in my life, my past, my present, my future, whatever I'm walking through, God, my depression, my defeatedness, the negative thoughts, the fear in my life, God, I give it all to you. I give it all to you. And I ask you, God, for the better of my life. I'm not just going to sit with the good anymore. I'm just going to live the life that you've created for me. And if you're talking to him that way today, tapping into his power, just lift your hand up. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed, just lift your hand. Lord bless you, 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 Lord bless you. God sees all those hands. Lord bless you, Lord bless you, Lord bless you. God sees them. Lord bless you, Lord bless you. Father God, it's overwhelming to think that you suffered. You died alone so that we would never have to be alone. And Lord, you did all that so that we would understand even better how loving a God you are. Father, you died on the cross and you rose from the tomb so that even today we don't have to live like victims. We can live like victors. So God, I pray that for everyone who's here today, I pray, God, that each and every day we will understand even greater who is within us, because we know you are greater than anything in this world. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your Son. May you continue to bless us throughout this resurrection day. To you be the glory and the honor forever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen.